This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today we're talking with William Butler, Executive Director of the Contemporary Arts Center. William's here to tell us more about the new exhibit opening tonight featuring Detroit-based artist Steve Prince. The exhibit is entitled Steve Prince, Sankofa, Hope of Renewal. William, welcome back to Out and About.
Thank you so much.
So we're so excited to talk about this exhibit. Tell us a little bit about the artist Steve Prince.
Right. He is an educator and has been teaching in Detroit for some time. And he's going to be moving to Virginia soon, actually. Just got a new position. And he also is an artist and exhibits a lot around the country. And mostly focuses on relief printing, which is can be like a woodcut print or linoleum relief print. You might have heard of things like that, or lino cut. So these are mostly relief prints that he's going to be showing in the exhibit.
How would you describe his work? Can you describe it visually, and then what are the issues that he tries to raise in his work?
Well, he's a Christian, evangelical Christian, and also really interested in exposing social injustices. And so he's also looking at the scriptures through a more contemporary view. So he has done things like depicting Genesis and Exodus, the themes in those books, but with figures that are contemporary. And so his work is almost always black and white. And so it's very stark, heavy shapes and lines. And so it just lends itself to being something really dramatic. And so his themes are typically a very dramatic, a social issue, perhaps, or something that is bigger than life, like, you know, the book of Genesis. Like, how can you encapsulize a whole book with one image? So that's what he tries to do.
I was going to say the examples that you showed are in black and white, and, mm-hmm. and perhaps as a consequence of that, the human figures really pop, and they really draw your attention. Is that something deliberate in his technique or his use of the materials?
Well, you know, it's just that type of medium just lends itself to popping, you know, because it's just black and white, you know, the extreme opposites. So you can, I mean, if you're skillful, you can make those things jump off the page for sure. Yeah.
One of the events that you have happening as well is actually a live drawing with the artist. Can you tell us more about that?
Right. Yeah. So one of the other things that Steve does is into drawing. He does a lot of drawing. And I saw on website or somewhere where he was drawing with this other fellow. And they were drawing simultaneously on the same drawing. And then they would switch places and draw on each top of each other's drawing and so forth, back and forth, switching. And I thought, wow, isn't that cool? I mean, I've seen it before. I've seen people do live drawing before and working on the same image for, but I just thought, wouldn't it be great if we could do that here? And of course, I wanted to ask Preston Jackson if he could draw with him, because actually Preston's drawing and painting style is very similar to Steve's style in his printmaking and drawing. So anyway, they both agreed to do that, and we created a big 6-foot structure, basically a board with structure all around, you know, to support it. And so they're going to be drawing throughout the weekend on it, starting tonight at Live at the Five Spot at 5:30. They're going to be drawing, so you can come to the concert and you can, you know, watch them drawing throughout.
Now, when you have two artists who collaborate on a piece like this, are they spending time ahead of it, you know, talking and collaborating and planning, or do they want to go into this and have it be very improvisatory and very spontaneous?
Improvisation is definitely part of the whole thing. You know, they're just going to play off of you make a mark, and they're like, I'm going to make, you know, I'm going to change it, or I like that, and I'm going to add to it, or you inspire me to do this, so forth. So yeah, it's all improvisational. So no, they haven't discussed it. They haven't met each other yet.
Oh wow.
They haven't talked, and they're, you know, just going to come together and start drawing. So, I mean, it could be a catastrophe. I don't know. It sounds like to most people, like, no, how could that happen? But no, it's actually going to be, you know, both of them are such great artists that they at least know what to do. You know, it'll happen. It'll be amazing.
And is this going to be happening in the same space where the live music performance is going to be happening with Live at the Five Spot?
Absolutely, yeah. So you can just be sitting at your table, you know, turn to the right and watch the band, and then turn to your left and watch them drawing. So, yeah. And then it'll be going on through the weekend, too. So, and we don't really know. I mean, they're going to figure out, well, when will we get together and draw again? So it may, you know, even happen maybe at the end of the opening reception. It could happen on Sunday also, because there's going to have an artist talk on Sunday at 2 o'clock. So he'll be giving a slide presentation of his work and also try to conceptualize his work within biblical truth and, you know, just, you know, have an interplay with people to ask questions, but they could also possibly draw at that time as well. I don't know if they'll even get done with the drawing. And of course, it might be one of those kind of drawings that, well, are we done? Well, I don't even know, right? You know, when you're doing something like that.
One of the other events that's happening in collaboration with this is a workshop that the artist is presenting. Walk us through the details of that.
Yeah, so Steve has become proficient in all kinds of different printmaking techniques, and one of those that he likes to use for workshops is a mono print workshop. And that's kind of similar to making print like he does with relief printing, but mono meaning one, it's just a one-up type of print. And so he's going to lead people in a very short workshop, I think it's, you know, 3 hours or so, to teach them how to use watercolor and making prints on Yupo paper. And then they're going to take elements that they create from that process and do a collage with that. So it's actually kind of two things. So he does that a lot, and it's a really fun process, and it's something that anyone, even someone who doesn't have a lot of art-making experience, could, you know, come up with something.
You know, it sounds like this exhibit gives the CAC an opportunity to tie together a lot of the pieces of your mission, because you have the exhibit itself, but then you also have the workshop, the educational component, and this opportunity on Sunday to, you know, to hear from the artist in his own words. And these are all facets of things that you do throughout the year, but it seems like this kind of ties them all up in a set.
Right. Yeah, and I have been really excited to work with Steve because he is willing to do that. Sometimes artists are, you know, they can't talk about their work. They're just not good at it, mm-hmm. or they're afraid or whatever, you know, which is common. You know, no one wants to speak in front of people, or obviously. But Steve is gung-ho. I mean, he's like, well, he wanted to do all kinds of stuff. So I tried to do actually more things, and I just wasn't successful, but I was able to get these things, you know, done. So I feel like I felt pretty proud of myself. There was a, you know, even this was a lot to do, and there was other things we had tried to do that didn't, you know, happen. So, yeah, so he's great from that standpoint to work with, that he's willing to do whatever.
In your position, you've had a chance to bring artists like Steve to Peoria for the first time. Can you talk a little bit about the reaction that you see from artists who are exhibiting at the CAC for the first time and being introduced to the community?
You know, it's always really a great experience for them, I'd say, because I think a lot of times they think, well, it's Peoria, you know, it's, well, where's that, you know? And then when they get here, they realize what a great community, what a great support we have, what a great opening we have for them. The space is so grand, and, you know, the rooms are so great, you know, for showing art. And I think, generally speaking, they go away feeling really happy that they did it.
That's William Butler from the Contemporary Art Center. They're hosting an opening reception for the new exhibit featuring work by Steve Prince. The exhibit continues through October. The reception is tomorrow night from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Thank you again for being with us.
Thank you very much.
And tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. and noon, Sculpture Walk Peoria will offer free docent-led walking tours of this year's Sculpture Walk. No reservation is needed, and tour groups will be leaving from the Peoria Riverfront Museum lobby. More information can be found at artspartners.net on our events calendar.
And the Central Illinois Jazz Society is back with their monthly event, Jazz Night in the Heights. The CIJS House Band starts off at 6 o'clock, followed by the Judy Page Project. We've talked to Judy in the past. Her specialty is jazz standards from the 1920s to 1940s, along with a little bit of blues and some show tunes. That's Sunday night at the Trailside Event Center at 4416 North Prospect in Peoria Heights.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
Our producer is Sierra Doss. You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio at our website, peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.